Hello and welcome. This is Brother Mike at May-21, 2011.com, and we're in the book of Jeremiah. We're in chapter 51, verses 46 through 50. Let me first read those verses, and then we'll go into an introduction, and then we'll take each verse one at a time. Beginning at verse 46, we read, "And lest your heart faint, and you fear for the rumor that shall be heard in the land, a rumor shall both come one year, and after that in another year shall come a rumor, and violence in the land, ruler against ruler. Therefore, behold, the days come that I will do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon, and her whole land shall be confounded, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her. Then the heaven and the earth and all that is therein shall sing for Babylon, for the spoiler shall come unto her from the north, saith the Lord. As Babylon has caused the slain of Israel to fall, so at Babylon shall fall the slain of all the earth. You that have escaped the sword, go away, stand not still. Remember the Lord afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind." In these verses, we first read once again, "And lest your heart faint, and you fear for the rumor that shall be heard in the land, a rumor shall both come one year, and after that in another year shall come a rumor, and violence in the land, ruler against ruler." What exactly is this talking about? And what is this rumor that God's people fear with a faint heart? And what is the violence in the land, ruler against ruler, that comes when hearing the rumor for the second time? Then we read, "Therefore, behold, the days come that I will do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon, and her whole land shall be confounded, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her." What days are they when Yahweh brings judgment upon the graven images of Babylon? And what are the graven images of Babylon? Furthermore, what does it mean that Babylon's whole land will be confounded and that her slain shall fall in the midst of her? Then we are told that the heaven and the earth and all that is therein shall sing for Babylon, for the spoilers shall come unto her from the north, saith the Lord. What is this telling us? And then next we read, "As Babylon has caused the slain of Israel to fall, so at Babylon shall fall the slain of all the earth." When did Babylon cause the slain of Israel to fall? When do the slain of all the earth fall at Babylon? And finally, those who have escaped the sword are told to go away and to not stand still. They are also told to remember the Lord afar off and let Jerusalem come into your mind. What is all this about? These questions and more will be answered in this study. May our Lord Jesus Christ enlighten us to His truths. Amen. Well, let's look at our first verse. It's verse 46, Jeremiah 51, verse 46, and read that one more time. It reads, "And lest your heart faint, and you fear for the rumor that shall be heard in the land, a rumor shall both come one year, and after that in another year shall come a rumor, and violence in the land, ruler against ruler." in this verse we first read, once again, and lest your heart faint. Unless your heart faint. Literally it reads, and lest your heart be tender or weak. And then we read, and you fear for the rumor that shall be heard in the land. Literally this reads, and you fear in the report being heard in the land. Now what report was being heard in the land of Babylon? We are not exactly sure, but we can reason that it probably had to do with the coming of King Cyrus with the Medes and Persians to conquer Babylon in judgment. And this report put great fear into the people who were in Babylon, including God's people who were then exiled in Babylon. Now we know that King Cyrus is a picture of Christ himself. Remember how he is called Yahweh's shepherd in Isaiah 44, verse 28, and his anointed in Isaiah 45, verse 1? Let's read those verses. Isaiah 44, verse 28 reads, that saith Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and shall perform all my pleasures, even saying to Jerusalem, thou shalt be built, and to the temple thy foundation shall be laid. And in Isaiah 45 we read in verse 1, thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. So, King Cyrus, who conquered the king of Babylon in 539 BC, was a picture or type of Christ who conquered Satan, the king of Babylon, that is this world, including all churches, on May 21, 2011. And the report being heard in Babylon before May 21, 2011, must have had to do with what would happen on May 21, 2011. The elect at that time were fearful and of the great earthquakes and disasters that they then thought would come upon the earth. So that when our verse says, and lest your heart be tender, or we could say weak, and you fear in the report being heard in the land, it is addressing the elect just previous to May 21, 2011. They are the ones who were fearing. But so that their fears might be lessened, Yahweh said to them, a rumor shall both come one year, and after that in another year shall come a rumor, and violence in the land, ruler against ruler. Literally, this reads more like this. The report comes in the year, and after it, in the year, the report and violence in the land, ruler against ruler. So, our entire verse should be translated like this. And lest your heart be tender, and you fear in the report being heard in the land, the report comes in the year, and after it, in the year the report comes, and violence in the land, and ruler against ruler. What we have then, in this verse, is Yahweh revealing to his people when the violence in the land would begin, and when ruler would be against ruler. Yahweh's people are first told that the report comes in the year, but then the report comes again later in the year, and this is when violence begins in the land. So the people of Yahweh were given a timetable as to when the violence would begin in the land. And this timetable of knowing when the violence would begin is a picture or type of the elect being given the exact timetable when the spiritual violence would begin in judgment upon the entire world, which began on May 21, 2011. Now, what was the violence in the land, and who was the ruler against ruler? In the historical account, the violence in the land of Babylon was the armies of the Medes and Persians literally waging war against the Babylonians in 539 BC. And ruler against ruler refers, for instance, to Darius, the king of the Medes, literally coming up against the king of Babylon and slaying him, according to Daniel 5, verse 31. But in the spiritual dimension, the violence in the land of Babylon is the elect, who were typified by the Medes, who have come up against Babylon, that is this world, including all the churches, with the message of no more eternal salvation possible for them, meaning that they will all remain spiritually dead in Adam without any possibility of eternal salvation, and they will all soon perish on the relatively soon to come last day of Judgment Day that we are now in. So there is a historical dimension and a spiritual dimension. And it is the spiritual dimension that has application for us today. For we are no longer in the age of the old literal law, but in the age of the new spiritual law, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. Romans 11:33. Well, let's move on to the next verse, verse 47. Verse 47 of Jeremiah 51, it reads, "Therefore, behold, the days come that I will do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon, and her whole land shall be confounded, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her." Here we first read, "Therefore." That is, the violence and the ruler against ruler that comes about upon hearing the report of the impending doom in the land for the second time in the year, which was spoken of in the previous verse, is going to be further explained in this verse. Then we next read, "Behold," which is a way of saying, tune in. Pay careful attention to what is about to be said. It is very important, and we must not miss it. And what is it that we should tune into and pay careful attention to? We read, "The days come that I," that is Yahweh, "will do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon." The graven images, of course, picture or typify all the false gods in this world and in all the churches worldwide, that is in Babylon. So, we are being told that the days come that I, that is Yahweh, will do judgment upon all these false gods in the world and churches. And from our vantage point, we know that this judgment began on May 21, 2011. And you can click on the link calendar to see this, and then you can click on the link proofs to see all the proofs for this. But how is it that this judgment is now upon all the false gods in Babylon? Well, since the worship of false gods is really the worship of Satan or demons, what we are really asking is, how is judgment that began on May 21, 2011 upon or against Satan and his demons? The answer is that on May 21, Satan and his demons were deposed from any longer ruling over the world and the churches. They are all now on death row, awaiting their final destruction on the relatively soon to come last day of Judgment Day that we are now in. And Christ has taken their place in ruling over the world and churches, but he is ruling them with a rod of iron, which gives no place for any of their eternal salvations. No one can any longer be eternally saved. Now our verse continues and her whole land shall be confounded. Her whole land shall be confounded. The word translated as confounded can also be translated as ashamed. So our verse now reads, and her, that is Babylon's whole land, shall be ashamed. And why is it that Babylon's whole land shall be ashamed during Judgment Day, ever since May 21, 2011? Well, first, before we can answer this question, we must recognize that Babylon's whole land refers to the peoples of Babylon. And then the question becomes, why are the peoples of Babylon said to be ashamed during Judgment Day? Well, because spiritually, the peoples of Babylon, that is the peoples of the world and the churches, have been shown to have been worshiping false gods or idols, as their false gods, who are really demons, have been deposed from their places of rulership over the world and churches on May 21, 2011. Although the peoples of Babylon cannot literally see this with their eyes, spiritually speaking, their spiritual condition has become that of being ashamed. They are not literally ashamed, no, but they are in a condition of being spiritually ashamed because their idols or gods have been exposed in the spiritual realm as being false gods, as they have been deposed from their positions of power by the one and only true God, who is Jesus Christ our Lord. So, Babylon's whole land or people are said to be ashamed. Not because they are literally ashamed, as I've said before, or that they see with their eyes, or that we can see them with our eyes being ashamed, but because their spiritual condition is now one of being ashamed, because in the spiritual realm, their false gods have been conquered and thus exposed to be false. And not only are the peoples of Babylon, her whole land, said to be ashamed or confounded, but we are told, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her. Babylon's slain, of course, refers to everyone of Babylon, that is, everyone of the world and in the churches, because spiritually every one of them were slain by the word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit, Ephesians 6:17, on May 21, 2011, when the Word of God declared that eternal salvation came to an end for them all. None of them can any longer be eternally saved, but they are all destined to remain spiritually dead in Adam, and all destined to destruction on the relatively soon to come last day of Judgment Day that we are now in. Indeed, all Babylon slain fell in the midst of her. Let's move on to verse 48 of Jeremiah 51. It reads, then the heaven and the earth and all that is therein shall sing for Babylon, for the spoiler shall come unto her from the north, says the Lord. In this verse we first read, then the heaven and the earth and all that is therein shall sing for Babylon. More literally it reads, and the heavens, plural, and the earth and all that is in them shout in joy over Babylon. Does this mean that the heavens and the earth and all that is in them literally shout for joy over Babylon in this day of judgment that we are now in? Obviously not. Then why are they said to shout in joy over Babylon? Well, not because the heavens and the earth and all that is in them literally shout for joy in this day of judgment upon Babylon, but because their spiritual condition is one of shouting for joy, because Babylon, the kingdom of Satan, this world and all the churches is finally being destroyed forever. Yes, none of Babylon, That is none of the one who has destroyed the whole earth and all the churches with her spiritual fornication can any longer be eternally saved. Which means that Babylon, this world, including all churches, has been spiritually run through with the sword of the Word of God and is certain to perish on the relatively soon to come last day of judgment day that we are now in. So the heavens and the earth and all that is in them are said to shout in joy as a way of expressing the spiritual condition of the heavens and the earth and all that is in them. Because of Babylon's impending destruction. Now we are told why it is that the heavens and the earth and all that is in them shout in joy over Babylon ever since Judgment Day began. It is because the spoilers come into her from the north. The word translated as spoilers could be translated as destroyers. So we know that the ones that come unto Babylon from the north are the ones that come to destroy Babylon. These, historically, we learned in other studies, were the Medes and Persians. And the Medes are used in the Bible to typify or picture the elect in our day who come to destroy this world and all the churches, that is Babylon, with their message of no more eternal salvation possible as of May 21, 2011. And you can click on the several links there to review the studies in which we came up with the Medes representing the elect coming against Babylon. The spoilers or destroyers, then, who come to spoil or destroy Babylon from the north are we, the elect, as we get out the message that eternal salvation ended as of May 21, 2011. We are spoiling or destroying Babylon, this world, including all the churches, because we are making known to them that Yahweh is no longer saving any of them. They are all now spiritually guaranteed to remain spiritually dead in Adam, and they will all relatively soon perish on the last day of judgment day that we are now in. Moving on to verse 49, verse 49 of Jeremiah 51, it reads, "As Babylon has caused the slain of Israel to fall, so at Babylon shall fall the slain of all the earth." Here, we first read, "As Babylon has caused the slain of Israel to fall." And when did Babylon cause the slain of Israel to fall? Well, in the historical account, they caused them to fall when they conquered Jerusalem in 587 BC. But we know that this historical account was a type or picture of Babylon, that is the kingdom of Satan, spiritually conquering all the Christian churches worldwide by September 7, 1994, during the Great Tribulation. So what we are being told is that as Babylon, that is the kingdom of Satan, spiritually slew all the believers in the churches during the Great Tribulation from May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011, so at Babylon, that is this world, including all the churches, falls all the spiritually slain of the earth ever since Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011. Remember, the spiritually slain of all the earth is everyone who was not eternally saved by May 21, 2011. They have all been spiritually slain in that they are all no longer having any possibility of being eternally saved. Yes, the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit, has slew them all so that they will all remain spiritually dead in Adam and they will all soon be destroyed forever on the last day of judgment day that we are now in. F- finally, the last verse that we will cover is verse 50. Verse 50 reads, "You that have escaped the sword, go away, stand not still. Remember the Lord afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind." In this verse, we first read, "You that have escaped the sword." And the ones who have escaped the sword, of course, are the elect. They are the only ones who were not affected when eternal salvation came to an end on May 21, 2011, because they were all already saved. So they are the only ones who have escaped the sword of the Word of God that brought an end to eternal salvation. Now, they that have escaped the sword, that is the elect, are told to go away, stand not still. We could translate this as go away, remain not. In other words, the elect are to go away and remain not in Babylon. Historically, this meant that Israelites were to come out from exile in Babylon to go to the literal Jerusalem to rebuild the temple. But spiritually, today, it means that the Israelites, that is the elect in Jesus Christ, are to come out from all the churches, that is Babylon, and come out from this world of sin, also called Babylon, by turning away from all sin to go to the heavenly Jerusalem, which now already exists in the Spirit and will be literally manifest on the relatively soon to come last day of Judgment Day that we are now in. As we come out from Babylon, we, the elect, are exhorted to remember the Lord afar off and let Jerusalem come into your mind or our mind. We are told to remember Yahweh from afar off because we are still on this earth as we are. Yahweh is still considered to be a long way off in heaven as long as we're still on this earth. And we are told to let Jerusalem come into our minds or hearts because we will soon be there in heaven, in the new heaven and earth, on the last day of Judgment Day that we are now in, when the new Jerusalem will descend to the new earth. We read in Revelation 11, verses 1 through 4, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." So in summary, we the elect who have escaped judgment in Jesus Christ are to remember Yahweh our Lord and let the new Jerusalem come into our minds as we contemplate how wonderful it will be when God shall wipe away all tears from our eyes and when there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things will pass away. Well, in conclusion, in these verses, we first found that in case God's people, that is Israel, faint or have a tender and weak heart, and they fear for the rumor or report of judgment that would be heard in the land of their exile while leading up to 539 BC, Yahweh let his people know the exact timetable for judgment. First, the rumor or report would come in the year, and then later in that year, the rumor or report comes again. And then, that's when the violence is in the land and ruler against ruler. So the point being, Yahweh let his ancient people know the exact timetable for the coming of judgment. And this was a type of exactly what Yahweh did for his elect, Israel, in leading up to May 21, 2011. He let them know the exact timetable when Judgment Day would come. Yes, it would come on May 21, 2011, and knowing this time for judgment helped lessen the fears of the elect as to when that day would come. Indeed, to know when Judgment Day would come created much less fear in the elect than it would have if Judgment Day were to come as a surprise. Now then we read, "Therefore, behold, the days come that I will do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon, and her whole land shall be confounded, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her." We learned that the days to come, when Yahweh would do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon, are the days of Judgment Day, which began on May 21, 2011. The graven images represent all the false gods in the world and churches. These false gods are Satan and his demons, and judgment has come upon them as they have been deposed from ruling over the world and all the churches on May 21, 2011. And they are now, in a sense, on death row, awaiting their final destruction on the relatively soon to come last day of Judgment Day that we are now in. This doesn't mean that they can no longer go about as roaring lions, seeking whom they might devour, and causing various problems throughout the world, but it means that they will never, ever again be permitted to rule over all the churches and the world as they did during the Great Tribulation from May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011. And we should praise our Lord Jesus Christ for this. Next, we were told that Babylon's whole land shall be confounded and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her during Judgment Day. In that Babylon's whole land is confounded during the days ever since Judgment Day means that all the peoples of Babylon are in a spiritual condition of being ashamed because their gods have been spiritually revealed to be false. It is not that we see them as literally being ashamed, but we see them in a spiritual condition of being ashamed because in the spiritual realm, their gods have been exposed as false gods and deposed from their places of rulership. Nevertheless, this will all be literally or physically manifested on the last day when all the false gods of this world and all the churches are destroyed forever. In addition, we were told that Babylon's slain fall in the midst of her during Judgment Day. Babylon's slain, of course, are all those in the world and in the churches that were not eternally saved by May 21, 2011. They have been slain in the midst of her because the sword of the Spirit, namely the Word of God, has slain them with the message that they no longer have any possibility of eternal salvation. They are all now to remain dead in Adam, and they will all relatively soon be destroyed on the last day of Judgment Day that we are now in. Indeed, Babylon's slain have fallen in the midst of her. Now our next verse read, "Then the heaven and the earth and all that is therein shall sing for Babylon, for the spoiler shall come under her from the north, saith the Lord." This, we learned, meant that the heavens, plural, and the earth, and all that is in them, spiritually shout for joy over Babylon, because Babylon is finally getting what she deserves, for the spoilers, or destroyers, who are the elect, have come unto her with the message of no more eternal salvation. This ensures that this world, and all the churches in the world, will not be going to heaven, but they will all perish on the relatively soon to come last day of Judgment Day that we are now in. Then we read, "As Babylon has caused the slain of Israel to fall, so at Babylon shall fall the slain of all the earth." Here we learn that as Babylon caused the elect to spiritually become slain or killed, that is silenced in all the churches, during the Great Tribulation from May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011, So at Babylon, that is this world, including all the churches, has spiritually fallen all those of all the earth who were not saved by May 21, 2011, because they were all spiritually slain by the sword of the Spirit, namely the Word of God, when Judgment Day began, by the declaration that they could no longer be eternally saved. Now finally, our last verse read, "You that have escaped the sword, go away, stand not still, remember the Lord afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind." The ones who escaped the sword of the Spirit that came on May 21, 2011 are the elect. It is they who are to go away and not remain in Babylon, but to separate themselves from all sin in this world, that is Babylon, as they remember Yahweh from afar by remembering Him while yet on this earth. And they let the new Jerusalem in the new heaven and earth come into their mind, as they will soon be there on the last day of Judgment Day that we are now in. It will be a place where God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. Now, until the next time, may Yahweh, through our Lord Jesus Christ, bless thee and keep thee. Yahweh make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Yahweh lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace.